All success, folks, happens on purpose. No success happens by accident.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to know where you are going. Before we get started, let me remind you all two things. First, my daily motivation text, also Monday motivation, that's sent to your phone, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day and or week. Once we get our text going again, you can get those by being a part of my text community, which is free to join. My number is 305-384-6894. The number's down below in the description. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to be a coaching client of mine, you would like to work with me directly, you want to be able to talk to me directly, ask me questions, share with me your challenges, let me take a look at what you are doing, show me what you're doing, and get my insight on what you can adjust, edit, remove, add, change, do more of, do less of. That is exactly what I do in Work On Your Game University. So you can, again, work with me directly. And that's the only place that it happens. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description, along with the number to get in my text community. With those two things out of the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is how to know where you are going. Now, many people think they know where they're going, but if that is you, then that's good, because what I'm going to do here today is verify do you know where you're going with what I'm going to share here today. And you can just check the boxes along with the points I'm going to share here today to make sure that you literally do know where you're going. Now, we are all hopefully going somewhere in life, and it'd be good if we knew so that we could have more control over the process, because what you don't want to do is end up somewhere, but have that place be kind of random or anywhere simply because you are not conscious and intentional about your destination. So when we know where we're going, we can make better decisions based on our current trajectory, because we can look at our actions and say, okay, since I'm trying to get here, is this actually doing what it's supposed to do? And the answer is a clear yes or no. And we can ask ourselves as well, all right, based on these activities that I'm about to do, do these help me given my current outcome? Again, and you can get a clear black and white answer. And we can also discern whether any changes in our process may be in order. This is something I help people with in our university. We can decide which changes we need to make and if we need to make changes at all based on knowing where we're going, basically having a destination. And we can see, okay, based on the map here, are we going in the right direction? Are we headed the right direction? Did I just make a wrong turn? Do I need to turn around and go the opposite direction? Because we now have something to measure it against. So having a clear outcome, clear destination helps us have something against which we can measure our behavior. So when we know where we're going, all these decisions become relatively simple. Relative meaning compared to how these decisions are for you right now. They're easier the clearer your path is. So when you have clarity, then these decisions become much more easy and much more simple. Now, when we don't know where we're going, it's very difficult to make decisions. Because if you don't know where you're going, then how do you know what to add on to? How do you know what to get rid of? How do you know what to cut off? How do you know what to keep? Remember that the root word decision, it comes from the etymology of decision, comes from the word decidere, which means to cut off, literally means to cut off. So when you're making a decision, you're cutting off every other option aside from the one that you've chosen. But if you don't know where you're going, how do you know which options to cut off and which ones to keep? Well, the answer is you don't. So let's clear all that up here today. Point number one, topic once again today is how to know where you're going. Number one thing, have plans. If you want to know where you're going, make a plan. The definition of a plan is a method for achieving an end. And remember that plans are useless, but planning is priceless. I talked about this in episode 2008. Plans are useless, but planning is priceless, because the time that you spend making a plan, even though it probably will not be perfect, 99% chance it won't be perfect, and you will need to edit it along the way, The time that you spent thinking about it will help give you more clarity than if you did not spend any time thinking about it. Is that making sense? So when you have a clear plan, you'll know exactly where you're going and you can take a look at your plan and it tells you, all right, this is what you do next. It's kind of like having, it's like using Google Maps when you're driving or walking. The map says, okay, go this way and at the next light, make a left. All right, it tells you exactly where you're going when you have a plan. A map is a form of a plan or navigation instructions. Even though no plan ever works out perfectly, again, as it is originally diagrammed, when you have the plan, at least you have a framework of how you want things to go. Then you can make your adjustments along the way, which you will need to do. And again, because no human being is perfect, none of us is perfectly clairvoyant as far as how things are going to go in life, especially when they involve other people who we don't have control over. So you can never know 100% how things are going to go, but at least you have some direction as to how you want things to look and where you want them to go. You're in better shape than if you didn't. As I have told you, plans metaphorically are useless because, again, you're going to have to scrap them or at least adjust them a lot along the way. And depending on how big your goal, the more adjustments you're going to have to make. But the process of planning is priceless because it engages your brain, the most powerful tool known to man, into thinking about where you're going, what you're going to do, why you're doing it, and what you may have overlooked or missed in the process. Just that mental engagement is worth a lot because, again, you're taking the most powerful tool that you have, which is your brain, and you're putting it to use in your process. And anytime you put your brain more to use in a process, let me not say anytime, many times when you put your brain to use in a process, it usually makes the situation better. There are sometimes when you shouldn't do it, like when you already know what to do, you've already done your practice and you just need to perform and let your subconscious take over. That's the time you don't want to get your brain involved because conscious thinking, which is the brain, it is actually slower and clumsier than the subconscious. Subconscious works off of just instinct and you know you don't have to think at all. So there are some exceptions to that, but most of the time when you're planning, getting your brain into the process usually helps. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it, as a matter of fact. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to know where you are going. Number two, be conscious and intentional. You hear me use these two words together over and over and over again when you're in my world. If you are new to being in this world, then welcome. If that's the first time you heard me use those two words, trust me, it will not be the last time. Being conscious about something means you are actively thinking about what you are doing. You're not just operating by habit and not just operating by default, which is what most people do and why most people end up being drifters, losers, mediocre, or worse. And when I say operating by default, operating by habit without thinking, what I mean is when you're trying to figure things out and move in a certain way. Now, again, if you already know what to do, then you don't have to bring your brain into the process. So if you're doing something that is habitual and you already have that process down, such as tying your shoes, you don't have to get your brain involved in that. You don't need to make a plan in order to tie your shoes. You already know how to do it. And actually, the more you think about it, you probably will mess it up. If you're walking up the steps, you already know how to do that, then you don't need to make a plan for that. But when you're doing something that requires some conscious intentionality, such as making a change on purpose in your life, building a business, figuring out what the next step is going to be for your career, something significant like that, you want to bring your brain into the process. Challenge is many people never do this, even though if you ask them, they would say that they want to make some changes, maybe in their trajectory, in their process, in their outcomes, etc. But they never actually do the conscious and intentional work. Because to be conscious and intentional is a mental tax. It's mentally taxing. You got to put some thought power into this. Your brain might sweat a little bit because you're making it do work that it normally doesn't do. You're pushing yourself outside of your mental, maybe even your physical comfort zone. So being conscious means, again, actively thinking about what you're doing and not just letting things happen by default. And this is how people end up drifting in life when they allow things to happen by default. I talked about this in episode number 1700, how to stop drifting, how to have clear direction and start hustling. Also talked about how to get out of drifting in episode number 1037. And I told you how to defeat the habit of drifting again in episode number 2386. So I talked about this three different times, and that should give you a clue as to it being important. What you need to do is engage the most valuable tool you have, which you should know is your human brain. It's the most valuable asset that you can use, and engage it into everything that you're doing by being conscious about the process. All right. Is this what I actually need to be doing instead of what most people do, which is let things happen by default and hope that it ends up working out? When you are conscious about things, you tend to be more intentional about your behaviors, your thoughts, and your words. So consciousness and intentionality usually go together. When I'm conscious about everything I'm doing, usually I can ask myself, okay, is this actually what I need to be doing? And if the answer is yes, keep doing it. If the answer is no, then I can make an adjustment. Consciousness, when you're conscious about things, it's much easier to be intentional. It's hard to be intentional when you're not constantly thinking about what you're doing, unless you've done the work ahead of time, which is still being conscious. So really, it's impossible. Intentionality simply means you know what you're doing, you know why, and you at least have the desire to go a certain way, or you're angling towards going a certain way, even if you can't control the entire situation, even if you're not always successful in getting there. Being intentional means there's the intent to do this thing, even if you end up not doing it exactly as you expected. So as long as you have the intent to do something and you're moving in that direction, you're being intentional. And when you're being conscious, using the most viable tool that you have, usually, given that you have a baseline level of intelligence, you'll probably at least be headed in the right direction, even if you don't get the right outcome every single time. So that's what being intentional means. And the way that I'm explaining these, I make them seem very simple. And they are very simple things. Yet, at the same time, you had to make a conscious choice in order to start using these abilities. Just because they are available to you and they are relatively simple when explained in the way that I explain them. And I do have a superpower of explaining things in ways that make them sound maybe more simple than they may be for everyone, even though they may be simple. Now, you still had to make the choice to use them. All right. There are a lot of things in life that are relatively simple to understand, apply, use, etc., that we still don't take advantage of. So just because something is simple, do not take it for granted that it just happens automatically, because it doesn't. And that's what I want you to remember, if you remember anything from this second point here. Setting the intention of achieving something sets in motion a process of other things that will help you to complete your task, and things that will work in your favor, even when you don't have full control over those things happening. Let me give you an example. In 2024, which is the year in which I'm recording this episode, I made the conscious and intentional decision that I was going to get more active again in the speaking circuit, just doing more paid professional speaking engagements. And as I set that intention in motion, and I put that intention out there mentally, and I started to take actions around that intention, such as letting my assistant know, hey, this is something that we're going to be doing more of, such as when I'm appearing on other people's platforms, they're asking me, well, what's next for you and work on your game? And I say, well, one of the things we're going to do is get back active in the speaking games. I didn't really focus too much on the speaking game in the past year. Just even saying those things, talking to my assistant about it, and then going and taking the actions of putting more leads into the CRM, making sure we have a process for reaching out to leads and following up and all the stuff that we do in order to book speaking gigs or speaking engagements. As I started to put that information out there, all of a sudden we started to get more incoming calls for people offering speaking gigs. And that's what happened. As soon as I put that intention out there, and again, the intention wasn't just me sitting on the couch and saying, I want to do more speaking gigs. And then all of a sudden everything started happening. It was me thinking that I wanted to do more speaking gigs. That was the thought. That was the first thing. Then the next thing was letting my assistant know this is what we're going to do. Then me putting the process in place for how we're going to do it. Then we started sourcing more leads. Then I started talking about it more. Then I started looking out for them more. Then I started thinking about it even more. And because I did all of those things, notice I said you about four or five things I started doing there. Then the energy started to come back and the calls started to come in, because I put the intention out there. And again, the intention was just the start of the process, but then I did a whole bunch of other things and then things started happening. So do you remember the episode where I talked about the phenomenon a few episodes back? That was episode number 2874. One of the keys to triggering a phenomenon in your life is to put as many, different ways to make things happen. Stuff them all into the cannon, let's say, all at once until it's so full that it has to blast out and shoot off the cannonball, if you get what I'm saying. You follow the metaphor there. So me, I was stuffing the cannon with as much gunpowder as possible to where it couldn't hold the powder anymore and had to shoot something out. And then the opportunity started coming our way. So that happens when you put the intention out there, again, followed by actual action. Don't just take the intention part and forget about the action. So this is not a coincidence. As the more speaking opportunities came in, more calls came in, etc. And the fact that I set the intention and got conscious about it, it put a certain wave of energy out there in the world. And energy is a tangible thing. You can't see it and you can't physically touch it, but energy you can feel. Any of you ever been around, all of you been around other human beings before, can you feel another person's energy when they walk by you? You can feel another person's energy when they walk into a room. You can feel my energy right now, even if you're just listening to this on audio. You can feel my energy if you're watching on video. You can feel my energy even when you read something that someone who's a good writer, you can feel their energy even through their writing. You can tell what kind of energy they had when they wrote what they wrote, even though it doesn't seem like a thing, but it is a real thing. So the energy that you put out into the world, other people can feel that. And when your energy is on the same wavelength as another person's energy, that's when you and another person kind of connect and click. And this is how you could be thinking about a person and then they call you or text you. And you're like, damn, I was just thinking about you. That is not a coincidence. It may seem a coincidence, but it's not a coincidence because you put out a wave of energy. Energy travels pretty quickly. They're putting out a wave of energy. And if you two happen to be on the same wave, that's how the click and the connection happens. This can even happen with people who you don't even know. And you just met them and all of a sudden you just felt like you clicked with them because you and them happen to be on the same wavelength, at least when you met, to where there was that instant connection. And sometimes when that connection gets broken and it stays broken for long enough, you and another person may drift apart, even though you once were connected. So this can happen in both directions. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens. Is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you have in what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three, today's topic once again, is how to know where you're going. Number three, review your progress or lack thereof. If you follow me on Instagram, I use the Instagram stories function a lot, and I often talk about it in the stories, not as much on this show because I record this show. There's a separation between when I record this and when you actually hear it. But on my Instagram stories, when I talk about something, those expire in 24 hours. So usually they're pretty immediate. So I often, when we get to the end of a month or end of a year or end of a certain part of the year, a quarter or a half of the year, et cetera, I'm always talking about goals. So when I recorded this episode, for example, we're near the end of quarter one of 2024. By the time you hear it, we're well into quarter two. But I told people, hey, we're almost near the end of quarter one of 2024. So you need to start looking at your goals for the year and measuring yourself against how far you should be given your goals for the year right now. Are you ahead? Are you behind? Do you need to make some adjustments? Do you need to add some goals? Are there some goals that you're probably going to put off? Or maybe you need to delay them till next year because something has changed in your process? You need to be looking at those things. This is a part of reviewing your progress. It's the reason why I tell people to set goals at least every month. The reason you set goals every month is because each month you can look at those goals and see, what did I do this month? What do I want to do this month coming up? What did I do this month that just ended? And what I want to do in the month that's coming? So you want to have all that stuff documented, written down so that you can look at it and review it on a consistent basis. Part of knowing where you're going, folks, is you are actually looking at where you're going and seeing if that's the direction you plan on being headed in. And this, I'm talking in a measurable sense, meaning goals, things that you can measure and you can check a box. I did this or I did not do this. And if you find yourself not headed in the right direction or not getting there fast enough, When you're conscious and intentional, you can do something about it. You see, this is how all these pieces go together. When you're conscious and intentional about what you want to do and you find that you're not going where you want to go or you're not getting there at the pace at which you need to, then you can make an adjustment. But if you don't know that you're not there, then you probably won't make an adjustment. And when you finally get around to figuring it out, you may not have as much time left. Well, you guarantee you won't have as much time left. You're not doing it on a consistent basis. So one of the biggest tragedies that happens to human beings is when we are not paying attention to our progress or our lack of progress, we don't realize that we don't have the progress. We don't even realize that we're coming up short. We don't even realize that we're off track until it's too late. So when you're headed in the wrong direction, for example, and it goes, let's say, 3 months of you headed in the wrong direction, but it took you the whole 3 months to finally realize it. Well, 3 months just got used up that you can't get back. We won't necessarily say they're wasted, but you could say they're wasted. But either way, you can't get them back. Whether you want to call it wasted or not, you can't get that time back. You should have caught that on the third day of the 3 month period rather than on day 90 of the 3 month period. You should have caught it when it first started happening rather than let it catch you, right? Because that's usually what happens. Either you catch the mistake before it occurs or the mistake catches you when it becomes so big and pernicious that you can't do anything to stop it. This goes right back to the speed imperative that we talked about in yesterday's masterclass. So you see how all these pieces put together. Speed is not just about how fast you physically move. It's also about how fast you physically think and how quickly you notice and then address any issues that come up in your process. Let's recap today's class, which is how to know where you're going. Now, we all hopefully are going somewhere in life. It'd be good if we knew where we were going and we had a way of documenting that and paying attention to it. And this is it. Number one, make plans. The definition of a plan is a method for achieving an end. Our plans are useless generally because they never end up going exactly as they were expected. But planning is priceless because it engages your brain and gets you thinking about where you're going, which might help you solve some problems before they even occur. Number two, be conscious and intentional. I use these two words together over and over again around here. Being conscious means you're actively thinking about what you are doing, and being intentional means you are doing something on purpose. And all success, folks, happens on purpose. No success happens by accident. If you find yourself getting successful by accident, that's luck. And don't bank on that to continue. You need to get intentional about the success that you want so you can actually go and manifest and create it on purpose rather than hoping that it just falls in your lap and happens to you. And number three, review your progress or your lack thereof. This is the reason why you make plans, so that you can measure your progress against the plans, against the goals, and against the expectations. The better you document and plan out what you want to do, the easier it will be for you to notice when something is off track. With all that said, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number is down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University, that is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to work with me directly, have me as your direct coach. And we have a 4-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. But our coaching is really based on who we're working with, what you need, and where you're at. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, and that's where you can work with me directly. That's the only way that it happens. That link down below in the description. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.